How many here enjoy eating from the Word of God? All right. Okay, tonight's message is don't blame God, rather give Him thanks. Think about this question tonight. How many here would consider yourself a good person, a decent person, a follower of Jesus Christ? Right? Hopefully all of you, if not most of you. The other question is this: how many here have had a bad thing happen to them in the past, or maybe you're dealing with a misfortune presently? And so a logical question would be, why is it that a bad thing has happened to me, a good person, a decent person, a follower of Jesus Christ? Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was ministering here on the streets of downtown Tulsa with a group that goes out about once a month. And towards the end of that ministry that night, we stopped not far from here in downtown Tulsa, and we met two individuals. A lady seemed to be in her mid-60s and a younger man, probably 35 or 40. They were acquaintances. They were not related, but they were both mad. She was mad about her housing situation, and boy, this guy, he had me talk with her a little bit, then he was listening, and he had me speak, and when he spoke, he was upset with God. He was blaming God for all the bad in this world. He was ranting and raving and just going on and on. He was mad at God. And so perhaps some of you here tonight have found yourself blaming God for the bad thing that happened to you. Some of you, maybe not all of you, maybe all of us at some point in the past have found ourselves blaming God for the bad thing that happened to us. Maybe you had a child that was stillborn, or maybe she divorced you, or you just cherished him and he left you for another woman. Or maybe there was some money coming to you to pay a big bill and that money was stolen from you. Maybe you've been diagnosed or were diagnosed with an incurable disease, and so you had a bad thing happen to you in the past. And so maybe some of you by default think God is the reason for your misfortune because you have failed to realize the real reasons that bad things sometimes happen to good people. Remember this, if nothing else, tonight. God has not caused the bad thing to happen in your life. God has not caused that misfortune to occur in your life. He is not the reason for that bad thing that happened in your life. Remember, God, creator of heaven and earth, our God, is the author of good. Say it with me tonight. God, my God, is the author of good. In Jesus' name. Amen. So tonight, for the next few moments, we're going to talk about the real reasons that misfortunes sometimes touch good people. The real reasons why bad things sometimes happen to good people. Remember, it's not God is the reason as to why the bad thing happened to you. So tonight, we're going to turn to Jonah chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 17. Jonah, a prophet of God. Jonah 1:1, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. So God told Jonah, I want you to go east to Nineveh and preach against the wickedness in that nation. Preach repentance. And Jonah blatantly disobeyed God, and he boarded a ship headed the opposite direction, west towards Tarshish. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. It was a pretty bad storm. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, how can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us so that we will not perish. Then the sailors said to each other, come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity. They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him, tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What kind of work do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you? He answered, I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land. In other words, he was telling them, I serve the true God who created all things and is above all things. Verse 10 of Jonah 1. This terrified them, and they asked, what have you done? They knew he was running away from the Lord because he had already told them so. The sea was getting rougher and rougher. So they asked him, what should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us? Pick me up and throw me into the sea, he replied, and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault. Here's a key right here. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you. Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they cried out to the Lord, please, Lord, do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man. For you, Lord, have done as you please. So these sailors saw Jonah as more innocent than themselves. And he was like, they were like, God, don't hold us accountable for taking this innocent man's life. Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. Verse 17, now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. So, from chapter 1 of Jonah, we're going to talk about the real reasons as to why bad things sometimes happen to good people. Remember, God is not the reason as to why the bad thing happens to you. God is the author of good. But there are reasons as to why misfortunes may have crossed your paths. So, the bad thing that occurred in Jonah chapter 1 is what? A storm arose on the Mediterranean Sea, right? And that ship was being battered. It was threatening to break up. And the storm was growing wilder and wilder. The sea was getting rougher and rougher, right? So it was a very violent storm, a very bad storm that the sailors and the captain and Jonah found themselves in, right? What was the reason for this bad thing that hit the sailors, that hit Jonah on this boat in the middle of the ocean, headed towards Tarshish? What was the reason? It wasn't God. The reason for this storm and the terror that hit them and the loss of cargo, they had to throw cargo and material possessions overboard. The reason that this bad thing happened in Jonah chapter 1 was because of Jonah's bad choice. He chose to disobey God. He says in verse 12, he says, I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you. He said, it's my fault. So, one of the reasons that sometimes bad things happen to good people is because of the bad choices of others in your circles. Somebody close to you, somebody who lives close to you, somebody near you might have made a bad choice that negatively impacted your life and caused misfortune. You know, personal example, it's a simple example, but back in August of 2001, I was stopped at a light around 91st and Harvard. It's a long time ago. It's over 24 years ago. And I was stopped there, South Tulsa, and all at once in my pickup truck, I hear like thump. I was hit from the back. Pretty good, hitting the back. I was still, and so it caused me whiplash. It caused damage to my vehicle. It caused me unneeded stress. I had to deal with the insurance companies and wait to get healed up. And you know, the young man who was behind me driving, he was probably 18 or 19 years old, he just made a bad choice. He may have hit the gas instead of the brake, and he probably wasn't focused ahead of him. And, you know, his bad choice caused me to be in that accident. And so in life, one of the reasons that sometimes a bad thing happens to a good person is because of other people's bad choices. Is that making sense here tonight? So, Jonah told the sailors to throw him overboard and the sea would grow calm, right? So as you read on in Jonah chapter 2, there's so much content in Jonah to be preached. But if you read on in Jonah chapter 2, God provided in verse 17 of chapter 1 a whale to deliver Jonah. Because when they threw Jonah overboard, you would see in his prayer in Jonah chapter 2 that he had a near-death experience. He almost drowned in the ocean. But God provided this unusual form of deliverance, a whale, to swallow him up and to save him from drowning in the ocean. Now, he was struggling in that ocean. You can read in Jonah chapter 2. Let me ask you this. Why did Jonah experience that bad experience, almost drowning in the ocean? Because of his own personal bad decision to disobey God and caused him that near-death experience. I'm not here to condemn you tonight. I'm not here to condemn you tonight or judge you tonight, but is it possible that a personal bad choice caused the problem you're dealing with tonight? Think about it. You and God know. We'll go back even a little further, back to 1996. I was a very devout churchgoer. I still am. But I used to go to church Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday evening. And this, yeah, a lot. And this was about late November 1996. It was cold out. It was icy. I was living with my parents in Broken Arrow while I was working on a degree. And my mom told me that night, she's like, you shouldn't go out to church tonight because the weather is not good. And you know what? I made a bad choice. I disobeyed. I went to church near 81st and Lewis. It went well on the way back to Broken Arrow. At about 101st and Riverside, I hit a patch of ice in my pickup truck. I hit the brake and I started to spin. And I landed, thank God he gave me enough sense to have a seatbelt on. It landed on the passenger side and I was suspended in midair. I unlatched the seatbelt, I opened up the driver's side window, walked out safe and sound. But you know, I it caused me unneeded stress and damage to my vehicle. Why? Why was I involved in that accident? Because I made a personal bad choice. Thank God I'm still here today. But you know, sometimes bad things happen to good people because of personal bad choices that they make. Another reason as to why bad things, misfortunes occur in the lives of good people, decent people, followers of Jesus Christ, it's because of sin. What did Jonah do in Jonah chapter 1? He committed the sin of disobedience. Disobedience. Our forefathers, let's go all the way back to the Garden of Eden. God created man. He said, you can eat of any tree in this garden in Genesis chapter 2. But the tree I do not want you eating of is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. And so the serpent comes to the woman in Genesis chapter 3, tempts her to eat the forbidden fruit. She gives some to her husband. And at that point, sin entered the world and evil was unleashed, right? And so that sin nature has passed down from generation to generation. Why is it that bad things sometimes happen to good people? Because of sin. Did you know that humanity and nature is stained by sin? There's sickness and illness in the human body because of sin. You know, the monsoons and the tornadoes and the earthquakes and the wildfires occur in nature because nature is stained by sin. And Jonah was stained by sin. And because he was stained by sin, he committed the sin of disobedience. When God told him to go to Nineveh, he went the opposite direction to Tarshish. And because he sinned, everybody in that ship suffered. So when something bad happens to you, or if something bad happened to you, don't blame God. God is not the reason. Sin is the reason. It has stained all of humanity and has stained all of this world. And another very eminent reason as to why misfortunes touch good people, decent people, followers of Jesus Christ, is because there is evil in this world. What did Jesus say? Jesus said in John 10:10 that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. What does Peter write? What does Peter write in 1 Peter 5:8? He says, be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Right? Remember 9/11? When those planes were flown into the Twin Towers and into the Pentagon and into a field in Pennsylvania? That was evil to the nth degree. That was the devil at work, wanting to kill lives. And he took over 3,000 lives that day. Friends, I'm here to tell you tonight that bad things sometimes happen to good people because there is a devil prowling in this world. But when we go to heaven one day because of our faith in Jesus, there will be perfection. No more sorrow, no more pain, no more bad, no more negativity, no more sickness. Is that good news here tonight? Remember, God is not the reason as to why the bad thing that happened in your life happened in your life. So, you know, the devil would want to whisper to you. Now, listen tonight. Listen to this. The devil would want to tell you that God is the reason as to why the bad thing that happened to you. And you tell him, devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You tell him, my God, creator of heaven and earth, Jesus Christ, God the Son, is the author of good. He is the author of good. What does it say? What did Jesus say in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7:11? Matthew 7, famous sermon, great sermon, awesome sermon that Jesus gave in Matthew, chapters 5 through 8. Matthew 7:11. If you then, though you are evil, in other words, having the sin nature prone to wrong, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? And Luke writes in Luke 11:9, the Holy Spirit. How much more so will God give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Look at Mark, Luke 11:9. Actually, it's verse 13. If you then, though are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, this is Luke 11:13, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? You tell the devil when he tells you that God is at fault, no, devil, my God is the author of good. He gives good gifts to his children. He's the author of good. Every small good thing that has come into my life has come from the hand of God. The Holy Spirit in my life has come from the hand of God. Spiritual blessings in my life, the gift of eternal life, has come from the hand of God. And I'm telling you, if there's one thing that makes the devil flee faster than lightning, it is the word of God spoken to him. You tell him, you know, you tell him, devil, God is the author of good. When you wake up in the morning and you look at yourself in the mirror, tell yourself, God, I thank you, my God, that you are the author of good in my life. Every good temporal thing I've received in this earth has come from your hand. Every good, spiritual, perfect spiritual blessing I've received, God, has come from your hand. Amen? Yeah. James 1:17. What does he write? He says this. Every good and perfect gift, or every selfless act of giving, and every perfect gift, every perfect spiritual gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Every perfect gift. In other words, there is not one iota of badness in the perfect spiritual gifts that God has given us. That shows that God is the author of good and of good only. The gift of regeneration, when you received a brand new spirit, when you put faith in Jesus Christ. The forgiveness of your sins, justification in Jesus Christ, the gift of eternal life by faith in Jesus. Those perfect gifts have come from God, and there is not one iota of badness in the gifts that God gives, because He is the author of good and of good alone. Do you agree with that tonight? I'm not preaching my opinion, I'm preaching the Word of God. So this Thanksgiving season, we're in the Thanksgiving month. We'll be celebrating Thanksgiving at the end of this month, November 27th. I encourage you, don't complain to God about the bad thing that's happened in your life. Don't think that God is the reason as to why the bad thing that's happened in your life has happened in your life. No. Acknowledge the real reasons as to why bad things sometimes happen to good people. Other people's bad choices, our own personal bad choices, sin and evil, which is rampant in this world. Because God is only, remember, God is only the author of good. So during this Thanksgiving season, don't blame God, but rather thank Him. Thank Him. Not just this month, but this month and beyond. Starting tonight, think about one thing a day. One thing a day that you can thank God for. You know, that bus fare at some point in the past that was given to you by somebody. It was small, but that came from the hand of God. That was a good temporal gift. You know, that week's worth of groceries that you might have received at some point in the past, or that meal that you might have received, didn't just come out of clear blue sky. That came from the hand of God. You know, that money to pay that bill that you needed that somebody blessed you with didn't just disappear. It didn't just appear out of nowhere. That monetary gift came from the hand of God. I encourage you this Thanksgiving season, start thinking about one thing a day that you can thank God for. We're not to be blaming God for the problems in our lives. Rather, we are to be thanking Him for His goodness. Because He is the author of good, He gives good gifts, and all perfect gifts come from Him and Him alone. Amen? Amen. You know, the spiritual blessings I talked about a few moments ago. Your regenerated spirit, when you put faith in Jesus Christ, your spirit became born again. When you put faith in Jesus Christ, you became justified. You were clothed with a robe of righteousness. The forgiveness of your sins by faith in Jesus came from the hand of God. Those are awesome, perfect spiritual gifts. The gift of eternal life to be with God and with Jesus in heaven forever one day has come from the hand of God. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of the heavenly lights, James 1, 17. So, one more thing to close it off here tonight. Start finding the good in the bad. Let me say it again. Start finding the good in the bad. Even though you may have gone through a bad situation in your life, even though you may be experiencing a misfortune in your life today, start finding the good in the bad. You know, what type of deliverance did God give to Jonah when he was struggling in the ocean? It was an unusual form of deliverance. I talked about it a few moments ago. He provided the whale to save Jonah from drowning in that stormy ocean. And I've got to tell you, it must have been uncomfortable in the belly of the whale. It probably smelled. He was perspiring. He was uncomfortable. But in the middle of the belly of the whale, you read Jonah chapter 2 tonight. Read Jonah chapter 2. He is thanking God in the midst of that belly of the whale experience, telling God that he thanks Him for saving his life from drowning in that ocean. Friends, you have got to find the good in the bad and start thanking God for it. You know, if she left you or she divorced you, thank God that he has given you other godly friends to fellowship with. She may have left you, but find the good and the bad. God has given you other people in your life. And start thanking God for those people because they're in your life because God gave them to you. You know, if you lost your job, or maybe your hours have been lowered, or you lost some benefits at your job, instead of complaining, start thanking God. Start finding the good and the bad in the bad and thank God that, you know, even though you may have lost your job, even though your pay may have been lowered and you may have taken a financial hit, say, God, in the midst of it, I thank you that you have provided me this shelter to keep me warm when it's cold outside. Is that good news here tonight? I thank you, God, that you have provided me a meal, a physical meal, every night at this place. That you provide me a spiritual meal from the Word of God on a consistent basis. You've got to find the good in the bad and start thanking God for it. You know, if you've been diagnosed with an incurable disease and you're dying on a daily basis, say, you know what, God? I thank you that even though I am dying physically, I am more spiritually alive than ever by faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you that when I leave this earth, I'll have eternal life with you in heaven forever and ever and ever. Say it with me tonight. I'm going to start finding the good in the bad and start thanking God for those good things in the midst of my challenging situation. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Remember, God is the author of good. You tell the devil when he tries to lie to you, my God is good. He is the author of good. I serve a miracle-working God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He is always the same. The Jesus who performed miracles over 2,000 years ago when he walked the streets of Israel is the Jesus who performs miracles in my life today. I serve a God who specializes in taking humanly impossible situations and making them possible again. Amen?
Amen.
All right. As you were listening tonight, you might have thought, well, you know, maybe you found yourself at some point blaming God for that tough situation in your life. But guess what? Instead of blaming, you need to start praising. You need to start thanking him for his manifold blessings upon your life, for the good things that he's given you temporally here in this earth, and for the spiritual perfect blessings that he has bestowed upon your life. And so as you were listening tonight, you might have thought, well, you know what? I've never even accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. But tonight, I want to do so for the first time. If you've never accepted Christ, but tonight for the first time, you're wanting to put your faith in Jesus, raise your hand. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. If for the very first time you're wanting to put your faith in Christ, raise your hand. All right. Maybe there's some of you here tonight who followed Jesus, but maybe you got upset with somebody, you got upset with God, and you've slipped away. But tonight you want to rededicate your life back to Jesus. If that's you, raise your hand. Sir, stand up. Anybody else want to follow this man's lead? Stand up. Anybody else want to re-give your life back to Jesus? Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Anybody else want to follow their lead? It doesn't matter what somebody next to you is thinking. It's only what God thinks about you that really matters. Anybody, thank you, sir. Anybody want to follow their lead right here? If God is speaking to you by his Holy Spirit, don't ignore his voice. Heed to the voice of God. Because you know what? After all, the next hour is not guaranteed you. It's not guaranteed me. If you were to slip into eternity in the next hour, do you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you'd be in heaven? All right, those standing up, come forward tonight real quick. John, we're going to say a real quick prayer. Just come forward. Stand here at the altar. Repeat this prayer tonight. Say, Dear Jesus, I thank you that you died upon the cross for my sins. I followed you at one time, but I've slipped away. I've said and done some bad things, but tonight I say I'm sorry. I change my mind from going my way to going your way only. Again, be my Savior and my Lord, the one in full charge of every part of my life. Dear Jesus, I thank you that you give me the strength to follow you all the days of my life on this earth. And when I leave this earth, I look forward to seeing you face to face in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, give him a hand tonight. God bless you. And for those who came forward tonight and rededicated your lives to Jesus, remember some of the ways to remain close to Christ is by finding good Christian friends, continuing with church services, getting into the Word of God, not just at Thanksgiving and Christmas, but every day of the year, all right? Praying with God, talking with God, like you do with your best friend. All right, may God richly bless you guys, and John is going to take it from here.